This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Global FinTech Fest GFF 2026 in Mumbai this evening. The theme of GFF 2026 is Potential to Impact, Agentic AI, Tokenization, Quantum, Trusted Connected Global Systems for Inclusive Finance. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi said, India is taking its fintech journey to new heights with innovation and inclusion at its core.
हर बार जब मैं यहाँ आता हूँ तो मुझे पहले से ज्यादा एनर्जी अनुभव होती है, पॉसिबिलिटीज का दायरा एक्सपेंड होता दिखता है. ये साफ साफ लगता है कि रिस्क टेकिंग कैपेसिटी बढ़ रही है, ड्रीम्स और बोल्ड हो रहे हैं, और इसलिए विकसित भारत के फ्यूचर को लेकर मेरा विश्वास और मजबूत हो रहा है.
Earlier today, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for various development initiatives worth over 35,000 crore rupees in Vadodara, Gujarat. Addressing a gathering, the Prime Minister emphasized that India has emerged as a global manufacturing hub, now producing its own advanced train and metro coaches.
ये 21वीं सदी के भारत के लिए बहुत ऐतिहासिक कार्य संपन्न हुआ है. ये डेडिकेटेड फ्रेट कॉरिडोर इस बात का साक्षी है कि बीते 12 साल में देश की काम करने की संस्कृति कैसे बदली है.
Later, the Prime Minister addressed a massive public rally following the inauguration of the newly built BJP office in Navsari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral talks with numerous leaders during the BRICS summit, which will be held on 12th and 13th of this month in New Delhi. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this during a media briefing in New Delhi today. On Russia-Ukraine conflict, the spokesperson said, India is in touch with both the Ukrainian and Russian sides and is trying to see if there are ideas and suggestions that can contribute to the cessation of the conflict. Speaking on devastating flash floods in Nepal, Mr. Jaiswal said that India has expressed solidarity and sympathy with the people and government of Nepal. He added that India has responded promptly and will continue to support relief, rescue and reconstruction efforts. Mr. Jaiswal said that 95 tons of relief material has so far been sent by 7 aircrafts and some more relief material will be dispatched soon. Mr. Jaiswal said that India-China ties are gradually moving in a positive direction. He added that this gradual normalization of ties, people-to-people ties, are very important. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin will hold bilateral talks on the sidelines of BRICS summit. Addressing media at a virtual briefing in New Delhi, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said both leaders are expected to discuss issues of mutual interest. Mr. Peskov said Russia considers India a very important player in the global majority. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh arrived in Colombo today on a three-day visit to Sri Lanka, aimed at deepening bilateral defence and maritime cooperation. During his visit, the Defence Minister will hold talks with Sri Lanka's leadership on various issues. Department of Telecommunications has helped prevent suspected cyber fraud losses of more than 5,000 crore rupees through its Financial Fraud Risk Indicator, FRI, within 15 months of its launch. The Ministry of Communications has said that the milestone marks a decisive scaling up of an initiative that had prevented 660 crore rupees of losses in its first 6 months of operation. And India bagged 5 medals, including 2 gold, 2 silver and 1 bronze on the penultimate day of the Stage 3 of World Archery Para Series in Ahmedabad today, with the men's teams winning the top honours. Reigning world champion Toman Kumar and Shyam Sundar Swamy clinched the gold medal in the men's compound team event. Men's duo of double Paralympic medalists Harvinder Singh and Vijay Sundi bagged the yellow medal in recurve team title. The women's recurve team of Bhavna and Pooja settled for silver. And that is the end of this news bulletin.